Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say competition. We have a super qualified person to join this episode. We had Nelson Dallas. Hi, Nelson.
Hi, Xiaolan. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Ni hao.
Ni hao. Yeah, Nelson, we know you are the four-time USA memory champion.
That's right, yeah.
And you've been a memory athlete attending all sorts of competitions. So now we really need to make sure that you know how to say that in Chinese.
Yes, so when I go to China to compete, I know what I'm saying.
Exactly, and get more championship.
Yeah.
Okay, to say competition, we say 比赛.
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 And 比赛, if you use that as a verb, that means to compete. And if you use that as a noun, that means competition.
Okay.
So let's break the two words down. 比.
比.
比 is a third tone. And the meaning is to compare.
Okay.
Or ratio, because you can imagine ratio is the matter of comparing something against something. And the shape of this character originally was actually two people side by side.
Yeah.
So you can imagine that's a competition. And the interesting thing is in the modern form, the shape, instead of having two people together, it looks more like two daggers together.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep. They step on each other. Okay, step.
Trying to kill each other. Yeah.
Yep, step each other. So, 比 is to compare. And 赛, it's fourth tone, 赛.
赛.
赛. And that means competition, that means match. And in a verb, you can use that to describe to excel something, excel somebody. So, to be better than someone. All right, 比赛. It's competition.
比赛.
比赛. And I know that today you are at the moment in Las Vegas having some 比赛, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us about that.
There is a 比赛 for memory and mental calculation here.
You do mental calculation as well?
I don't, but the competition is both. So it's half memory, half mental calculation. Of course, I do the memory.
Yeah, side. I feel better. Otherwise, if you do mental calculation and you are the champion of that, I'm going to feel so bad about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just got some gold medal. Tell me about that.
Yep, so one of the events is to memorize names and faces.
Right.
So for 15 minutes, you have to look at pictures of people with their names. And then, I won first place, gold medal, and actually broke an Olympic record.
Wow. Today you have one more. Is that the continuity of that, or the next round?
Yeah. Well, today there are different events.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is to memorize numbers that are spoken out loud. You don't see them, you only hear them. And then later on, I believe we have to memorize ones and zeros, binary numbers.
Can you tell us, before you attend the competition, is there any like stress or anxiety in your case, or you just take it easy, just be relaxed?
I mean, the ideal thing is to be relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the best for memory, of course. When you're stressed and you're nervous, your memory goes down.
Right.
But, you know, it's obviously, it depends on the stakes of the competition. For example, the event that I won, I knew I was very good at it. I had practiced a lot, so I was more relaxed.
Mm-hmm. And I remember I went into a debate with some Cambridge scholars, and the subject was using chemicals to improve memory.
Interesting.
Yeah, and did you come across any subject like that? Because, for example, in sports, then there was a lot of like regulations about the use of chemicals, and in terms of memory, did people try to take any medicine to improve their memory?
Right. I don't know if that's really an issue right now. I wouldn't know what to take if there was anything out there. Maybe Adderall or something to help focus, but
yep.
I've even heard that that can stifle creativity, which is what you need to have a good memory as well. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Something that could help you focus, I think, would be probably very helpful, but I don't know what would be beneficial.
Okay, great. And good luck with your competition today.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I need to show you another thing to say because you just won the gold medal.
Okay.
The way to congratulate you in Chinese, we say 恭喜.
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 恭喜. And 恭 is first tone. 恭.
恭.
恭. Make it flat. 恭.
恭.
That means respect. 喜.
喜.
喜 is a third tone. You go down first and up. 喜.
Xi.
Xi. And Xi is a very auspicious word, so it means something auspicious. So, 恭喜.
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 Thank you.
I should say 恭喜, and you should say, oh yeah, 哪里哪里, or you can just say thank you. 谢谢. Okay.
谢谢.
Right, so thank you again, and 恭喜. And good luck with your 比赛 today.
谢谢.
Okay, thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. We have super duper Nelson Dallas joining us, and he's going to have some competition, 比赛. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
恭喜.
Thank you.